It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
Case management is critical. We have a professional social work staff whose job is to help those folks in crisis get some emergency relief, and at the same time develop a plan for long-term survivability and housing. And so our staff works and identifies all the issues in the life of the individual. Could be housing, it could be unemployment, it could be some medical issues they have to address, it could be some issues around violence in the home that has caused the individual to have this emergency situation. And the goal of our case management staff is to really work with their client to identify what resources are available in the community to address any issue that impacts them.
Robert Bowling, Executive Director of the William Byrd Community House, talks about a new partnership between his agency and Central Virginia Legal Aid Society addressing homelessness among ex-offenders, veterans, victims of domestic violence, youth aging out of foster care, and single working adults living in shelters. And during this week's question and answer, we learn about a nationwide class action settlement against Walmart that affects up to 3.2 million people, including about 60,000 in Virginia. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. The show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. This show, number 62, is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR. And now, this week's news you can use. As state employees across the country are being hammered by layoffs, pay cuts, and forced unpaid days off, the Virginia State Employee Loan Program is stepping in to help workers get through these tough times. The program allows state workers, regardless of their credit history, to borrow up to $500 twice a year. Since Governor Kaine announced the program on July 13, more than 1,600 state employees have received loans. The Commonwealth of Virginia Campaign, the group that coordinates charitable giving by state workers, operates the program jointly with the Virginia Credit Union. The loans have an annual percentage rate of 24.99%, 1/15th to 1/30th the rate of a payday loan. A state employee must have an account with the credit union to receive a loan, and a portion of the money is deducted from a worker's account until the loan is paid back in 6 months. Virginia's program is unique because state employees applying for a loan first must pass an online course on financial literacy. For more information, go to www.cvc.vipnet.org. In other news, on April 1st, food stamp benefits, now called Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, rose 13.6% due to the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. But now that it's time for the annual cost of living increase on October 1st, benefits will not increase at all for the next 12 months. In addition, for the first time in 3 decades, Social Security and SSI benefits will not increase in 2010, and about 1/4 of the people receiving Social Security will see an actual decrease in their checks due to an increase in Part B Medicare premiums. This one quarter comprises primarily three groups: new Medicare beneficiaries, higher income beneficiaries, income greater than $85,000 for individuals and $170,000 for couples, and beneficiaries whose Part B premiums are paid by the state through one of the Medicare savings programs. Due to the current state of the economy, the Congressional Budget Office predicts there will be no cost of living increase until 2012, and then only a modest one. With this week's News You Can Use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright. You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This week's legal term of the week is spouse abuse or family abuse. Spouse abuse or family abuse is any act or threat that results in injury or reasonable fear of injury by a family or household member. This includes your spouse, your former spouse, your parents, step-parents, children, stepchildren, brothers, sisters, grandparents, and grandchildren. It also includes the other parent of your child, anyone who lives in your home, and anyone who has lived in your home in the last year, but does not include roommates. Abuse means either an injury or a reasonable fear of injury. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Diane Dussault, and spouse abuse or family abuse is this week's legal term of the week.
You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's time for this week's question and answer. We're here in the studio with this week's questioner. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Corey, I'm from Richmond.
Welcome to the show, Corey. What question do you have for us this week?
My question is, I received some paperwork from the District of Nevada about a settlement against Walmart, and I had some questions that I would like to ask.
Okay, and did you work for Walmart in the past?
Yes, I worked for Walmart for 2.5 years.
And tell me when you started and when you stopped.
I started in January of 07. I ended in March of 09.
Okay, well, Corey, what that tells me is that you are part of a nationwide class action that was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada. It's not totally nationwide, but it covers people who worked for Walmart in 29 different states, and it was brought on behalf of 3.2 million current and former hourly employees who worked for Walmart during a particular covered period. Now, the covered period differs state by state. In Virginia, the covered period includes hourly Walmart employees who worked in Virginia between April 3rd, 2001 and February 27th, 2009. That includes you, and I'm sure it includes thousands, if not tens or even hundreds of thousands of other people in Virginia. Now, the class action says that Walmart didn't pay those 3.2 million people for all the time worked, didn't provide them with full uninterrupted rest breaks and meal periods, and, of course, Walmart denies the claims and all the claims of wrongdoing, and they say they took reasonable steps to comply with the law, but they're settling the lawsuit to avoid any further litigation. So what you're getting is a proposed class action settlement. Now, you have to do something to be part of the class and to share in the money. How much money? Well, those 3.2 million people will share at least $65 million, but no more than $85 million. Now, of course, if every one of those 3.2 million people turns in a claim, the amount for each person is going to be fairly small, $20 to $25. But probably a lot of people aren't going to turn in the claims, which is why it may be a good idea for you to do that. They've sent you two forms, a short form and a long form, and you have to return either the short form or the long form no later than November 9, 2009. The short form you can do by mail or by internet. The long form you have to do by mail. Now, how much money could you possibly get? Well, it depends on how long you worked there. If you worked there less than a year, you'll get between $25 and $250. If you work there between 1 and 2 years, you'll get between $50 and $500. If you work there between 2 and 4 years, you'll get at least $75 and up to $750, and that would appear to include you. And then if you worked 4 years or more, you would get at least $100 and no more than $1,000. So this is a pretty important form to complete and return by the deadline, which again is November 9, 2009. And if you worked for Walmart in Virginia between April the 3rd, 2001 and February 27th, 2009, you should have received this paper and your deadline is fast approaching. That answer what you needed to know?
Yes, that sounds about right. That's fine.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for being on the show and sharing this important class action settlement with us. Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. We're here at the William Byrd Community House, which is a human services agency that provides support for families in need in the city of Richmond. And we're here talking with the executive director, Robert Bowling. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bowling.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
And we're going to be talking today about preventing homelessness, the efforts up till now in Richmond to prevent and combat homelessness, as well as a new partnership between the William Byrd Community House and Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. So let's start at the beginning. What have been the efforts to prevent and combat homelessness in Richmond up till now?
All right. Richmond is one of the cities that has done an excellent job in developing a plan to address homelessness. We have a 10-year plan to move people from homelessness into permanent housing is one aspect of the plan. Another aspect is to provide shelter in emergency situations for those people who fall into homelessness. The ideas behind the plan is to really help individuals achieve self-sufficiency and permanency in housing.
So the idea, I guess, is to wean them off of emergency services and help them be more self-sufficient and be sustainable in the future?
That is the long-term goal. In the short term, you have to provide the support services that individuals need in order for them to move into permanent housing. So there are several organizations, including the William Byrd Community House and Central Virginia Legal Aid, who are helping in that effort.
And that's a good segue into the next question, which is the services that William Byrd Community House provides. Would you talk first about the emergency services?
Sure. William Byrd provides a broad array of programming, but our major programming around homelessness prevention is emergency services and case management. Emergency services is an urgent care provision of services. In that case, we provide rental and in some cases mortgage assistance to families who are at risk for losing their home. It could be their home or an apartment. And we get funding from a variety of sources, governmental funding. We get some private source funding from corporations. We also get some contributions from individuals to help us provide emergency support to pay rent or mortgage for a family. And in addition to that, we provide some support for utility assistance.
And what would an applicant need to show in order to be entitled to the services?
Well, a couple of things have to happen. In the case of rental assistance, for much of our funding, the applicant has to show his or her need and the landlord in a rental case needs to be willing to accept that payment that we would make on behalf of the applicant. They would have to show that they have a financial need, that they're in a financial crisis, and that they wouldn't be able to survive if they didn't have this one-time help. But the goal is to provide the help on a one-time basis so that they can get through a crisis and be prepared. Many of the people we see most recently are folks who have lost their jobs, for example, or they may have gone to the hospital and couldn't pay a medical bill or use some of their resource to pay a medical bill, so they didn't have money for housing.
All right, so that takes care of the one-time emergency services. What about the casework management that you provide?
Sure. Case management is critical. We have a professional social work staff whose job is to help those folks in crisis get some emergency relief and at the same time develop a plan for long-term survivability and housing. And so our staff works and identifies all the issues in the life of the individual. Could be housing, it could be unemployment, it could be some medical issues they have to address, it could be some issues around violence in the home that has caused the individual to have this emergency situation. And the goal of our case management staff is to really work with their client to identify what resources are available in the community to address any issue that impacts them.
And again, how would an applicant gain access to the case management services? Would it be through the emergency services as a follow-up, or is there an independent door, or do you get people both different ways?
We get them both ways. People walk in the door, people pick up the phone and come to see us and say, here's a problem that I face, and can you help me do that? We get referrals from the central intake system that is part of the homeless prevention plan in this region and in the city in particular. And so we get people coming from all kinds of places and referrals from other agencies.
And roughly how many people a year get served through either the emergency services or the case management services?
We actually help about 700 individuals a month. And so let me try to explain what that means. In many cases, an individual who's an adult in a household will come forward and say that this household is in trouble. But that household may have members that number 4, 5, 6. So when you put all those numbers together, it's about 700 a month.
That is very impressive. Now, of course, Richmond can't do it all alone, and the state budget is in crisis. But the federal government, I understand, has been coming forward with some stimulus money, and in particular, something called the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program. Would you tell our listeners exactly what that is?
Sure. I'd be happy to. It's a wonderful program and a wonderful infusion of federal dollars to help localities address the issue of homelessness. The goal, again, of our plan, and this region had to develop a plan in order to attract those federal dollars, and we did that. And Richmond area was fortunate in that it did its plan a couple of years ago and worked that through and had it approved by the entire community. So it was a great process for getting input. And the goal is to make sure that we move people to housing permanency as quickly as possible. So there's several people in this community who in shelter housing. So we will try to move those people out of shelter housing into permanent housing. There are several people in the people we see, the prevention side, of who are at risk for losing their housing. And our job at William Burr Community House, along with other agencies, is to prevent that from happening so that they won't fall into a shelter situation. So the federal infusion of dollars enables us to, one, address more people, and two, address a specific population that we have entered a partnership with Central Virginia Legal Aid.
And what is the population that we will be addressing?
We want to focus our resources around those individuals who are victims of domestic violence. We will also use some of our resources to support some of the emergency situations that take place that are non-domestic violence. But our focus will be those individuals who are victims of domestic violence. Why this partnership is critical? It provides an opportunity for an individual who is the victim of domestic violence to get some legal support and at the same time get some case management and emergency services. Obviously, Central Virginia Legal Aid will do the legal work, and we will do the case management and emergency services work. This is the first time we've come together to work on a project like this, and we're pretty excited. Our staff will actually communicate and back and forth between us and Central Virginia Legal Aid to ensure that if a case comes to a head, we will be available 24 hours a day to make sure that person gets the services they need.
So we're talking, I guess, about domestic violence victims who either want to get the abuser out of the home, or perhaps they've been kicked out of the home and they want to get back in and get the abuser out.
That's correct.
And then what type of follow-up do we anticipate doing in those situations?
Okay. On the legal side, Central Virginia Legal Aid will handle that. They will ensure that the victim of the crime has a safe environment to go to. On the case management and emergency services side, our social workers will work with that individual to provide her with the resources that are available in this community around domestic violence. And specifically with these dollars and these resources, we can work to identify permanent housing for that individual so that they can stay where they are or that they can identify other housing that's available to them.
So in other words, instead of the lawyer saying to the domestic violence victim at the end of the hearing, here's your protective order, call me if there's a problem, she has a place to go to for all of the non-legal things that she will need to make it a success down the road.
That description is absolutely accurate. We provide those what we call support services to the legal interventions. And those support services will be that case management. We will work with that individual to help them get counseling if that's what's appropriate, to help them maintain the income in that household for a limited period of time so they can remain in stable housing. We also have some additional resources available like food. We work with the Central Virginia Food Bank, and we also have volunteers and individuals who donate food to us at William Byrd, and we can share those ancillary resources with all those victims that come through.
Now, you mentioned other target populations in addition to domestic violence victims. Could you run through those target populations briefly?
Sure. Our model at William Byrd is a homelessness prevention model. And so, again, for those individuals who will come to us who are at risk for losing their housing, we will provide the support services using some of this resource to do that. And it's part of a coordinated effort in this community to make sure that individuals move away from homelessness into housing.
Well, thank you very much. We have been talking with Robert Bowling. He is the executive director of the William Byrd Community House, and we have been talking about the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program, which provides money to the City of Richmond for homelessness prevention and the partnership between our two agencies to spend that money on behalf of the citizens of the City of Richmond. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us, Marty.
You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This week's top three tips are about protective orders. The first tip is that a protective order is an order telling a spouse, family member, or household member to stay away from you. The second tip is that an emergency protective order can be issued by a judge or a magistrate right away, but is good for only 72 hours. While a preliminary protective order can be issued only by a judge and is good for 15 days. The third tip is that a permanent protective order also can be issued only by a judge and only after the court gives the abuser notice and a chance for a hearing, but can be good for up to 2 years. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Michelle King, and for this week's, that's our top three tips about protective orders.
That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. Also, if you have a question you would like answered or any comments on the show, you can email them to marty@cvlas.org. Please include your name and phone number. You also can leave that same information before 8 a.m. or after 6 p.m. by calling 200-6045. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Whenever the government assumes responsibility for the care of a child, whether in the educational system, the foster care system, or the juvenile justice system, the result should be that the child's chances for success in life are improved. Tune in next Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. when our guest, attorney Andy Block from the Just Children Program, discusses the rights of children to basic educational opportunity. That's Law for the Rest of Us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm Marty Wegner.